A reading from the book of Genesis, from the sixth day of creation. God said, "Let the earth produce every kind of living creature, cattle, reptiles, and every kind of wild beast." And so it was. God made every kind of wild beast, every kind of cattle, and every kind of land reptile. God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of ourselves, and let them be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of the heaven, the cattle and all the wild beasts, and all the reptiles that crawl upon the earth." God created man in the image of himself. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. This is the word of the Lord. I'm sitting at the airport in between flights on my way between preaching assignments, and I'm just struck by all the different people here, all with their different journeys, their different paths, their different things they're trying to accomplish, their different worries, their different hopes, and I'm so struck by this passage that we are all made in the image of God. All fundamentally holy, no matter what we're up to. Sometimes you hear people say, "Well, we're all children of God." No, that isn't what we really believe. We become children of God by baptism. But we are all fundamentally made in the image of God. Made holy, made able to understand the meaning behind creation, the deep truths at the core of reality. That's how we were made. And for that we are holy. And we so quickly give up on that. We distrust one another. We say, "Well, those people, they are just evil." But it can't be so. Or we say, "This half of humanity is less than the other half." But God created them, male and female, all in the image of God. So, as I go through the rest of my day, I'm going to try and really think about that. As I see all of these faces around me, look and see God in them. See their fundamental goodness. Wonder about where their journey is taking them and how God is using them to be more present in this world. Because God surely is, or he would not have created us.